So the Mechaber actually just tells you about Kol Nidre, which I'll get to in a few moments. What I'm interested in is one specific issue here that I assume you are aware of. There is a practice on Yom Kippur night. It's probably the only night of the year, I'm trying to recall, but I'm pretty sure I'm correct. The only night of the year where we do something which offhand really is problematic. That is to say, there's a din with reference to tzitzis. And actually, I will show you the halacha, and then I'll go back to this. In Siman Yud Ches of Hilchos Tzitzis, the Mechaber paskins, what's the din if I have a beged hamiyuchad liyom? A beged that's worn during the day. There are such begadim, like the clothing that we wear. It's called a beged hamiyuchad liyom. Is there an obligation to put tzitzis on such a beged at nighttime? Nighttime, is that a zman of tzitzis?
No.
How do you know that? What does it say in the pasuk? Excellent. Rizim Hassam means something that I can see in the course of the day. And that's only by yom. So the Mechaber says right away in Yud Ches, I'll read it for you. Laila lazman tzitzisu, the imid mirror Rizim Hassam. That's the position of the Mechaber. And then the Mechaber goes ahead and quotes the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh. Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh, if the Rambam holds, and the Rosh, which is the Machlokes, we'll see in a moment, that Ksus HaMiyuchad Liyom, the Rosh says, I'll read the Lashon. Laharamam, Kol Ma She'olul Ushba Laila, whatever person wears a nighttime potter, Afilu Hu Miyuchad Liyom, Uma She'olul Ushba Yom Chayav, Afilu Miyuchad Laila. Hul Rosh, Ksus HaMiyuchad Laila Potter, Afilu Lashon Ba Yom. Ksus HaMiyuchad Liyom, Ba Laila, Chayav Afilu Lashon Ba Laila. The famous Mahalom is the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh Hashita is, that by the Ksus HaMiyuchad Liyom, even a beggar that's wandering the day, he's assuming it's a full cornered garment, you're chayiv to wear tzitzis at night time. The Rambam Shita is not like that. He says, no, you're potter. Ksus HaMiyuchad Liyom. So if it's one at night time, so then the halacha is, you're potter from tzitzis at night time. What would be Ksus HaMiyuchad Laila? What do people wear at night time?
Pajamas.
That's called Ksus HaMiyuchad Laila. See, I'm not focused on the Rambam and the Rosh. Now the question is, how do we pass it? The Rambam says, Sofik Brachas LaHokel. In general, this is a very important principle. Correct? Sofik Brachas LaHokel. Only if you wear it during the day. I want to tell you something which I encountered in the last 15, 20 years at Eretz Yisrael. Now it's a minhag of Sfardim. What does Sfardim do when they have a chasana? Besides having the chuppah, obviously, and going through the wedding ceremony, obviously. What else do? They have a practice of putting on a talus. They go over, the talus becomes like a kind of chuppah, and they make a bracha on the talus. What bracha do they make on the talus? See, if the chuppah takes place at night time, what bracha do they make? Shachiyam. Can they make a bracha with Sadi Batzitzes at night time? No. Because a talus is a beged HaMiyuchad Liyom. It's not a beged that's worn at night time. Do we wear a talus at night time? There's one exception. And what is that?
Shliach Tzibur.
Shliach Tzibur at Maariv. That is correct. And there is a question in Halacha whether talus Shel Tzibur requires a bracha or not. It's a big machlokes haposkim. Some say yes, some say no. In my shul, for example, here also in the yeshiva, Rabbi Miller, the Rosh HaKolo, they're very makbid that everyone who approaches the Amid should wear a talus. And that's a correct psak, according to many, many poskim, that you have to have kavanat tzibur. Kavanat tzibur means the Sheikh Tzibur should wear a talus. Not only the Sheikh Tzibur, the Baal Kor should wear a talus, people get an aliyah should wear a talus.
That's Menchon Shabbos.
What was that?
Menchon Shabbos.
What about Minchah Shabbos?
Aren't there some shuls that hold that they don't wear it? Like
the Shliach Tzibur?
No, not Shliach Tzibur. I'm saying people who get aliyah, etc.
There are such practices, but the question is whether that is the ideal practice, and probably it isn't. Ideally, Kavanat Tzibur demands that one should put on the talus. However, whether you need a bracha or not is a machlokes among the poskim. But the talus Shliach Tzibur requires a bracha. But I'm telling you this, the machlokes, the Rambam, the Rosh that I'm talking about is relevant to the night of Yom Kippur. What is the practice of Jews on Yom Kippur? Do we wear talaisim or not? Of course we do. Jews wear talaisim. Bein Ashkenazim, bein Sfardim. On the Yom Kippur. What's the problem? The talus is what kind of a beged? A beged HaMiyuchad Liyom. And now the question is, what happens at night time? And can I make a bracha on such a talus? So this issue is in effect discussed by the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah actually discusses it over there in Siman Yud Ches. In Hilchos Tzitzis, Mishnah Berurah points out that in Ichar v'Hisatech Ad HaLaila, let's say a person puts on the talus later. Maybe I should read first the, let's be fair. I'll read the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, after he writes something, brachas l'hakil, the gabin machlokes, the Rambam, the Rosh, okay? Then the Rambam says, halkeni in levarich alav el shalavish bayom. You only make a bracha on it when you wear it during the day, v'uyuchat gam ki liyom. Then the Rambam writes further, tfilas arbis, alav b'shadayin yomu, ein levarich alav. Once you daven ma'ariv, you don't make a bracha on the talis, because you're davening what kind of a tfila? A tfila of nighttime. Then the Rambam says, "Ubalel Yom Kippurim Yisatek Ba'od Yom Yivarech Alav." When do you put the talis on the Yom Kippur? During the day. Yes, but when do you put the talis on, and when do you make a bracha on it? That's the question we're talking about. So the practice is Bein Sfardim and Ashkenazim make a bracha on the talis when during the day. That's what the Rambam says, and the Sfardim also follow this practice. Right away, the Mishnah Berurah says. Over here, v'chama over the chnei ateva tzarach liyisatev. A klo mishaburah, simin yud ches. That's what I just mentioned a moment ago. You just asked it, Sammy. Kala over the chnei ateva, anyone, this is the Magen Avraham. If you go before the teva, what does it mean going before the teva? What's the teva? A shliach tzibur. It's called over the chnei ateva. You know why it's called over the chnei ateva? Because you're davening before the Aron Kodesh. So you're supposed to go ahead and put on a talis. The mishaburah then goes on to say that he quotes from 11 Chamudas, the Abba Omer Kaddish Yosef in the Ateva, Yisadim Nikover HaTzibur, Ve'im Mavarech Alav. Even one who's saying Kaddish, Yosef, what should he do? He should be Misadim Nikover HaTzibur, Ve'im Mavarech Alav. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that on Yom Kippur, during the day, you come earlier to say Vidui, Bein Ashkenazim, Bein Sfardim, and you are Misadim Ba'od Yom, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Hidamos Malochim. Why do we go ahead and why are you Misadim? That's why we wear a kittel, because we're supposed to wear Bigdi Lavan, the Ramban and Emor called to put it up a lozen. We're like Malachim on Yom Kippur. So too, Shemu Tofim Lavani, Rulakach, Lo Yasiro Balayla, Arachat Filas Avish, and Matzah Yom Kippur. How long does the talis stay on? It stays on until when? The whole night. That is to say, as long as you are Davening Ma'ariv. So Alel Yom Kippur, that's the practice. So, but in order that we should be able to make a bracha, so you're allowed to make a bracha, and that's what Mishnah Berurah says in Sipkat Zayin. Let's say you went ahead and put on the talis a little bit later. Then you can't all of them make a bracha. What does it mean, not laila? To let the seisak chodim. What about ben hashmoshos? What about if it's still, what do we call ben hashmoshos? Ben hashmoshos? Twilight zone between shkia and seis. What happens then? So the Mishnah Berurah actually indicates that the mashmos of the Magen Avraham, that you're allowed to make a bracha in ben hashmoshos. Because what does it say with reference to tzitzis? Does it say the word yom? No, what does it say? You just quoted it. Urisem also. So what do you see from there? Mashma kolzman shiachaliros. As long as you can see, that's the criteria. Correct? So therefore, ben hashmoshos is still a time that you can see. It's twilight. The twilight zone between sunset and seis. And therefore the halacha is, that's the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah. And then the Magen Avraham, you can still make a bracha. However, let me just read further. Once nighttime comes, it says, Lo yivarech, the Shema halachika rama. Then we pass out the rama that a beged yom, what's the din of a beged yom balayla?
Doesn't get
a correct, you don't make a bracha. The Medirah, Magen Avraham, the field of Mashmosh is put the Lord at says, and he says exactly what I pointed out to you, from quotes from the Chachayim, Mati Ephraim, etc., etc. Okay, so this is a very, very significant halacha, and I assume that all of you are, anyone here come from German background? Is that Rabbi Goldschmidt? So the Germans have a practice to wear a talis, even before a person gets married. There's a group of paskins that a rabak, a single person, does not wear a talis. But Germans have a practice. Who else has a practice besides the German community?
It's
Sfardim. Sfardim, sure. No question about it. Along, who else?
At night.
Teimanim, correct. That's, but you're talking about Friday night. It's based on the Amman. Amman Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah, that's what it's based on, correct? And you see it here in Yerushalayim. You don't see it so much in Beit Shemesh where I live, but in Yerushalayim you see many, many Teimanim. And not just Teimanim, Sfardim in general, who are Misatev on Friday night. By the way, I think I once discussed this. I once heard a shiur from the Rav on this topic. When is there a din of Lehis Atev? So our Soloveitchik said, I makri, for example, I say Slichot early in the morning. Around 5 and change. I don't know if that's what you say, Slichot, but whatever. So I actually knocked with the Boer Talis, based on what the Gemara Shoshana. But Lam Mishin Satif, HaKadosh Baruch Yishri HaTzibur. And he told Moshe to tell Kol Yisrael, Kozman, She Yisrael, Misatfim Lefonai, I'm going to go ahead and teach them Yigdom Yidu Shavachamim and Bani Yaslachem. I'm going to forgive them. So you see there, there's a concept of Lehisatev when you say Slichas. So if you don't wear a talis because you're a rabbi single, okay, but if you're a married person, also as you was makbid, that a married person should wear a talis during Slichas, still the Shia Tzibur? Question about it? What? Okay, many I know go to Shia Tzibur, but he said everyone should wear a talis. That's one example we see Lehisatev. Second example is what you mentioned, we got on Friday night, the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Shabbos, where the Rambam says that why are we misatev? Why are Teimanim misatev on Friday night? Why? What's the reason? What?
Rambam said.
I'll give you other examples and you'll tell me what the common denominator is. I'll give you five examples. So far we mentioned two. Three, a Mishnah and Shuris. Mishnah said, Dayonim, we're about to pass in the Shaila, misatev. Yeah? Dayonim, about to pass in the Shaila, we'll understand that in this year. Before the issue of Psak Shemi, Misatfim, they put on the talis. Four, Rashi Vayechi. Rashi Vayechi mentions Bikul Chole. Rashi says, they told Yosef, you need Bikul Chole. And what did Yosef do? He had the Chumash. You don't trust me? Take a look at the Chumash. I don't blame you. My memory is not so good. Look over here, Parshas Vayechi. You have it? See me? Let's take a look. And it's quoted actually in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi doesn't really, you can't, let's start, let's take a look at Vayechi, Parshas Vayechi, Perek Manches, that's page, in our pagination, 118. You see where it says here, Vayechi Achri Advar Me'ela, Vayem Le'yosef, Yine Aviv L'Cholev. So Yosef now comes to go ahead and visit his father, Mitzvah Bikul Cholev. So here the Torah doesn't really, just indicates to us, he brought with him his two children, Menashe and Ephraim, and by Yitzchazik Yisrael Ve'eshev al Amita, and then the Torah goes on to describe the bracha that was given by Yaakov to Yosef, and as well we have the bracha given to Ephraim and Menashe. This we are familiar with. Rashi here does not say, however, what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But there is one comment in Rashi that is relevant to actually this thing that I'm about to tell you, which Rashi does quote over here. Let me just find it for you. Rashi says, you see where Lamed Aleph is, page 118, on the lower right hand corner by Yishtachu Yisrael, Talabi the Sagidei, Arosh Amita, Halachatz Rishat Hashchina, Mikan Amru, Shashchina, Lemala, Merashos of Shalchole. What does that mean? Where is the Shchina to be found? Above the head of the Chole. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it is a din when a person is in the presence of a Chole, Tzorach Leisatif. Again, what does it mean, Lehisatev? To cover yourself, wrap yourself with a talis. That's the fourth example. And the fifth example, I thought you would tell me, I thought it was the most obvious example. When do people put a talis over their head when they are? Davening. How do you know that? What's the marker for that? Pasuk Ketilah. It's a Rashi and Shabbos. Tefillah la'oni kiyatov, l'fnei Hashem, yishpon sichon. Rashi says in Shabbos, the reason is, no, you should not be, your attention should not be diverted from the course. You should not be Masiyah Das for the Davening. Okay, that's why. So could you tell me, Avi, Yaakov, all of you, Jacob, down the line, could you tell me what's the common denominator between these five things? I'll mention them again. The first item we mentioned was what? Was, let's say, the Teimanim, not Dafka Teimanim, Sfardim, they're even Ashkenazim, and Yerushalmim also do it. Wear a talis on Friday night. Number two, Dayanim, when they're about to issue a Psak Alocha, before the Psak, they are Mesati Betalisa. Number three, Tefillah la'ani kiyatav, and Hashem yishmor sicha. Number four, the Gemara Shoshana, that Melamish in the Satav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shriat Tzibur, and they told Kol Yisrael, Kol Man Shein Yisrael Masachim Lefanai, I'm going to give them Yud Gimel Midah Shavachimim, I'm going to forgive all their sins. And number five, well, the fifth example, Bikur Cholam. If you see any common denominator we've seen all of these five items. Why does the din of itov? When is the din of itov operative? What is the common denominator? Yeah?
Asking for a shirt pops up.
But we do that all the time. I mean, that's really not... I want to be more specific. Yeah? Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I think we're going to say the same thing, so you can just...
What were you going to say?
Go ahead.
I see what you're going to say here.
In the presence of the Shekhinah.
Excellent. Mind-boggling. B'nochichus HaShekhinah. So the Rav said a four-hour shiur. Shabbos, as you know very well, what are we doing? The Kabbal Pnei HaShekhinah. That requires ituf. Biku Cholen, you're the president of the Shekhinah. Let's go to Rashi. Malamit HaShekhinah, Mirashos HaShekhinah Cholen. Dayonim, Bekerev Elokim Yishpot. We believe that Dayonim who paskin, based on the knowledge of the whole Masechta Sanhedrin, and all the other Babas, and everything else of Hashem Mishpot, are obviously paskining Bekerev Elokim, the presence of Hashem Yishpot. Next, what was the other two? Tefillah la'ani ki yatav l'vnei Hashem Yishpot Tzir. We're talking about Shmoneh. Many have the minhag. When do people cover their heads with a talis? So there are some who do it the whole davening. Next, second minhag, which is probably the most popular minhag among Ashkenazim. I'm talking about Sfarim. We had what?
Shmoneh
Esrei. And then those who do it at Baruch Hu. So, but that's for sure. You're the presence of Hashem. There's no question. It's the Hashem. And the other example, the fifth example, was Melamish in the Sazim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shirat Zibur. He gave us Yudim Lomidah Shavachamim. We can get expiation in Kapara, that's also in the presence of Hashem. So, you hear what I said? These are the Shia, I'm just telling you all the Shia I heard from Arabi. Heard from the law. However, all this relates back to this din of Leil Yom Kippur. Now, Leil Yom Kippur, the Shavua says here, Sim Yud Ches, Simen Yud Ches. Even though it's Machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh, whether Ksus Yom, a thousand Ksus Yom. Why is it Ksus Yom? Because what does it say in the Pasuk, Rabbi? Urisa Mosa. So it's supposed to be adopted by day. But it doesn't say Yom. That's the Shabura's deal. It says Urisem. So they have even Banash Marshals, you can make a bracha, but not at nighttime. So even Svardin, who have a practice under a chuppah, has become very popular among Ashkenazim. I don't do it. I'm assigned to Dushi quite often. And I don't do it with Ashkenazim. I don't do it because I told them that's not the meetup. But a nice chassid and kallah tell me, we want to do it, okay? You want to do it, I'm not going to stop you. But if it's after Tzeisak Chomim, you're not going to make a bracha at the Talos. Shechiyanu, fine. You know what they say? I was at the Hasana just, what's today? Where are we now? We had Rosh Hashanah already, didn't we? Thursday. So when was I at the Hasana? Sunday night. I think about every night I'm at the Hasana. The last 2.5 weeks, 6 Hasanas. The meaning is not to get married to Chodesh Shavuot. He's tomorrow. But apparently that's not the meaning. Anyway, so why am I telling you? So this last Hasana, the Rav says, which chassid was it? A Rav Mickey Mark. As a Rav Kalmanson. He was the Masad of Kedushin. Omer kach, Omer lachatat. Shechiyanu, ata mevarech. Al atalim. Mashu beg chadash, nechon? Lo rak al atalim. Al ishtecha chadasha. Al abayit shata olech libnot. And then he goes on and on and on all this. Okay. Make kessel also. Anyway, so the Shechiyanu was basically set on a million things. But there is a practice to say Shechiyanu on the new talus. New talus is a very nice talus. Okay, you're about to say something.
Yeah, just say it.
Shalom Aleichem. Yeah.
Don't believe that we're...
Yeah, take a wonderful mushroom here. Ellie. Yeah.
Don't we understand that we're covered like by the Shechiyanu at all times? That's why we're wearing yarmulke and something like that.
You're asking a kasha which needs a lot of attention. I mean, you're saying that's you. You said, who said before that we're always in the presence of God? Why not with these things, the Hashkina? So that's why we have to be mechalik. You're right. Of course, we're in the presence of God. I think I've sang it a few times already. God is here and God is there and God is truly everywhere. Up, down, all around. Bam, 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 bam. That's my connection to Chabad. That's my soul connection. Anyway, so the. Of course, that's true. But when we say about Shechina, that is very specific circumstances. Shabbos is Shechina. I'll be a Kabbalah too. Should I get into that? That's probably for you. There's a lot of aspects of Kabbalah in Shabbos. Ramban in Chumash writes about it. Ramban in Yisrael. And next, Cholen. Shechina l'mala m'rashesu shechad. Rashi says Shechina. The thing Hashem Yishmach Sira b'tfilah Shmonesi I'm talking about is who says it? The Ramban. The Chutzfilah. We have the thing Shechina. Of course, it's always in the presence of Hashem. But Shechina. Specifically by Dayanim also, Shechina. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah by Slichos Shchina. Dafka Shchina. Okay, I'm really not going into the issue, but you're asking a good question. Okay, so you understood my point here with the Talis and the Machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh and Leil Yom Kippur. Understand what I'm saying? That Leil Yom Kippur is a very significant issue because that's the only time that we wear. So the person does not put on a Talis till after Tzedek Chavim. Then, of course, one should not go ahead and obviously make a bracha, but then Ashmash, you can still make a bracha. Okay.
Isn't there also, I think it might be a Gemara Brachos, but we say that when they list like all the
Brachos. Good.
I mean, they list all the different areas of where God comes to bless you. So we say, V'chol HaKom Asher Eskir Shmi.
Oh, V'lecha Be'achticha.
So that's also talking about Shechina.
So that pasuk has to be examined carefully. You're asking a very good kasha. This gentleman is too good for me. He's quoting a pasuk. What's it? You have a Chumash? Take a look. You all have a Chumash now. Look at the end of... actually, the truth is, you're asking a very good question. It's even better than you realize. In the part of the end of Israel, I hope it's still there. it's still there. This is a very fascinating... the end of Israel, the Maftah of Israel, since you asked, what can I do? I have to respond. The Maftah of Israel, this is after Matan Torah, correct? Now, certainly Matan Torah, you'll agree that there was Hasharas Hashchina. I think even Eitan will agree. Now we have a pasuk, the Emor Hashem Moshe. You have Maftir? Page 177, sorry, your pagination. Kosomal b'nei Yisrael. That's one word I teach everyone. Pagination. It's an academic term. I'm very into academia. Vayom Hashem HaMoshe kol tomal b'nei Yisrael atem v'yisim ki men ha-shamayin dibarati imachem. And he tells him, lo sa'asu niti ala yichesem le'izov lo sa'asu lachem. What's the problem with this pasuk, Gaitan? Lo sa'asu niti. Don't make gods of gold and silver. Wouldn't you not suggest, Jacob, that this is what we said in the Aseret HaDibros? Like, which of the Aseret HaDibros is this? Number one. It's the right at the beginning. If assuming number one is the Nochi, what happens? Name is Yering over here. I continue. I'm sure you're aware of the Kasha. We should have a field day here. Mizbech Adamat. I'm going to get to your pasuk in a second. Mizbech Adamat Tasseli. Build a Mizbeach. By the way, this is also a difficult pasuk. We're building a Mizbeach before even we heard about the Tzibur regarding what? The Mishkan. Where's the Mishkan Tzibur? What Pasha is that in? No. Where? Truma. Look at the beginning of Truma. Hold on to this page. Look at 190. Pagination 190. Pasuk Chest. Pasuk Dimigdash. Shahani Besochah. And guess what items are mentioned in Pasha's Truma? You know the difference between Truma and Tetzaveh? You're familiar with it. Truma has all the Kaleah Mishkan, and Tetzaveh has all the Big Dekuna. Excellent. So look in Truma. We have the Aron in Pasuk Yud, page 190. Next, on page 191, the Kapores. The Shulchan in Chav Gimel 191, turning the page, the Menorah, and then the Mishkan in Perek Chavav discuss the great lamp and the crushing and all the Urias, correct, and the Brichin, and on and on and on. And the Parochas on page 196. And guess what appears in Chav Zayin in the bottom of 196? The Asis is HaMizbeach HaTzei Shitin. So here we have the Mizbeach. So what in heaven's name is this Mizbeach? Eitan Melnik Shlita. I'm asking you a question. The Torah repeats the idea of Mizbeach. So what, of course, is the answer? Obviously. What Mizbeach is this? What Mizbeach is that? Clearly, there are two Mizbechos. Were there not? How many Mizbechos were there? Correct. There were two of them. But really, this pasuk really belongs where? In Truma. What's it doing over here? Okay, that's not what we're interested in right now. We're interested in the other part of the pasuk that was quoted by Eitan. Mizbeach avadu tassadim mizabach v'lo v'silo sechem v'shlamech v'silom 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 v'silom. B'chol ha'mokom asher aski yishmi. It's amazing. It's not Pasha Shevta. Yeah, he's on to it. B'chol ha'mokom asher aski yishmi. Obo ha'ilechol b'ra'avticha. What is that pasuk coming to tell us? What is the function of this these words? B'chol ha'mokom asher aski yishmi. Obo ha'ilechol b'ra'avticha. What does that mean? I assume you're familiar. I don't know. I really want to go into this. That's not really my interest at all. With all due respect. But you have to learn the Rambans. Otherwise you can't move without the Ramban. You're familiar with that. So the Ramban here, what is the function of that pasuk? Anyone can tell me? Simply, fiyap shat. Forget about, I'm not asking if anything's fancy. B'chol ha'mokom asher aski yishmi, even according to Rashi, I'm willing to, now, that's what Eitan Azim was referring to. I thought he was referring to the Rashi, are you not? Look at Rashi, right over there. I thought he was referring to Rashi. B'chol ha'mokom asher aski yishmi, asher etin l'chom reshus, lahaski yishim ha'mefer
shali. Yeah, that's
what
I was talking about.
What?
That's actually what I was talking about.
Excellent, good, beautiful. Wherever I was, Hashem HaMefarash, that's the so-called tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton meaning Shem Habayit, Yudkei Vavkei, 72 letters, which we no longer know how to pronounce. That was pronounced when? By the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. It's a Mishnah. I hope you got to that Mishnah yet. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Okay, excellent. And then that's what Rashi goes on to say, that you're only allowed to mention Shema Mefarsh where? B'makom Sha'ashchina Basham. This is the pasuk that tells you when can you mention Shivi, when can you mention the Shema Mefarsh? Only where? Where there's the Hashuas Hashchina. And where's the Hashuas Hashchina? In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaPtirah. When do they do it? They do it, of course, when they see Eskapayim, when they duchen. Then you have, that's what the Gemara says in Chagiga. I mean, today, actually, you're not really supposed to, why are you not allowed to look at the Kohanim when they do their thing? Who's the Kohen here?
The
Shechina is passing through. Shechina Shuya Be'Rashi Yitzbal Seyam. Chagiga Tezayim. The Shechina is Shuri Be'Rashi Yitzbal Seyam. But the Ashuas Shechina demands the Shem HaMefarash, and that can only take place where? In the Beis HaPtira, in the Beis HaMikdash. So he is 100% right. This pasuk teaches you, again, Hashuas Hashchina. So now let me ask you, so is there a connection between the five items that we mentioned and now this pasuk that you are citing? He's citing another example of Hashuas Hashchina. He's asking basically, is there any concept of Ituf in the Makom HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash? Is there a notion, is there any notion of Ituf?
I totally learned that
like Kohen Gadol
had always changed
times,
and we didn't exaggerate.
Is that comparable to
Itov? I'm asking.
Yeah, well, we get that. Discuss that. I hope we'll discuss that. Yes, Hashem. But that's the question he's asking. Showing us another place where this Hashuas Hashchina, whatever it's Hashuas Hashchina, that can only take place. The Shem HaMefarash, that's the din that's being taught here. Shem HaMefarash can only be said in a Makom of Hashuas Hashchina. So even though you said Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere, but Hashuas Hashchina is where? Only under certain very specific circumstances. It answers your question as well. Namely, this pasuk tells you only in the Makom HaMikdash Beis HaPtira, that's for sure, there's Hashuas Hashchina. And then I gave you other examples. Shmoneh Esrei, we assume that's something Hashchina, Shabbos,
Hashchina. What about the Kosan?
What about it?
Would you have to be
there. The Kosel is not the Beis HaPchira. It's not the Makom HaMikdash. It's not Kodesh Kadoshim. So they know. Shaila exactly what status the Kosel has in and of itself. Okay, but that's not my problem. But he's pointing out an interesting, very significant component of another din relating to Hashuas Hashchina, or relating to the specific din is that you cannot say the Shem HaMefarash unless it's a Makom and it's Hashuas Hashchina. That's the din that this pasuk is teaching us. Then it goes on to say, I read me at least some albums, that's all. He used to point out that from here you see the fact that the Torah introduces the Mizbeach even before the Mishkan, which is very strange. I wouldn't have mentioned it weren't the Masech and Megillah and in Svachim and a few other places in Shas, but Megillah, so that you're responsible for. Gemara's Machlokes whether Makrivin Av Meshein Bobayis. We pass it Allah, that's what the Rambam paskins. You can be back with Kabbalahs even though there's no what? No Beis HaMikdash. Pelot. How do we know that? So the Rav Nissan Alpha arrived from this pasuk that the Mishkan is not yet built, and yet the Torah speaks of him as there. And the man Makrim, Rav Bishop Bavais, I told this to a number of Gedolei Yisrael that time, when I heard in the 1970s from Nissan Alpha, I told to Rav Shaber. And he told me, Rav Shaber, Rav Soloveitchik. He said, where did you hear this from? He couldn't believe I said it myself. Don't worry, I couldn't have said it. Where did you hear it from? Rav Nissan Alpha. He says, oh, El Zagoyim. That's what he said. El Zagoyim. He knew it quite well. He said, it's a Goyish idea. Okay. Can I go back?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I was going to discuss other things, but we spent enough time on Halacha, but it's good. Well, we didn't. Halacha is fine. Now, we're going to do what? Yes. What about over the head? What about it?